This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't know, personally,
you know, I've had these type of experiences. Like myself, I'm 5'11", 6 feet or whatever. I'm looked at as, if I was playing and when I was coming up, high school and college, a point guard. Mm-hmm. I'm a shooter. Mm-hmm. Like that's just what I was born to do with the way I play basketball. I shoot. And because I have a high basketball IQ, and I understand the dynamics of it, I can get by, quote unquote, running the point. Mm-hmm. But in comparison to like my guy Jesse Bo Rosales, who I played high school with, that guy was a natural point guard. He saw the floor, he saw his teammates, he saw the game in a true point guard way that I didn't see it. Like I would see kind of the bare basics at the point guard position, get the ball here, do this here, get this guy, the rock, all this other stuff. But I saw how to score before I saw how to get a guy open. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense. It's just how I saw the game. So you look at a guy like Devin, and I just feel the same thing about him and other people. Malik Monk to a certain degree as well. Malik Monk is... He's got the IQ, he's got the passing ability and all this other stuff, but at his core, he's a bucket getter. Mm-hmm. And put in certain situations, put in high-stress situations, a lot of the times that's where it's going to go back to. Like, if I can make this move, I can score, or I can turn the corner and do this, not let me back up, and if I dribble to the left a little bit, this guy's going to help, and I can dump... It's just not how you think. It's not a selfish thing. It's just how you see the game. Sometimes these point guards, they can't see the scoring opportunities. Mm-hmm. They so busy trying to get somebody else open. Yeah. Hey, get to the cup, finish, all this other stuff. So I think Devin is in that lane of a bucket getter by nature. And he's trying. He's trying to learn how to be a point guard, but put in situations where, you know, he's pressured or, you know, the team needs a – he feels the team needs a bucket, his first mindset is probably going to be, let me try and score. And there's nothing wrong with that. The Kings just need a point guard type guy.
So with all that, you think we're searching for something that's just not going to be there in the end?
For him or
Devin?
With the Kings?
In Devin Carter.
In my opinion, yes.
Okay, yeah, because that's how I feel as well, too. Like, when Devin Carter got drafted here, like, there was question about, like, okay, like, what's the plan and what's his role, what's – just why. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we never got that answered. The guy who drafted him's not here anymore, working here anymore. Now we've gotten to a point where it's like new GM, no one, like the guy didn't draft him or whatever. It's just kind of like, if you're gonna work here, like you play point guard, like that's not his position either. It just feels like I said, it's just we're searching for something that's just not gonna be there in the end.
And
it might be harsh or just too early, but
well, if you're looking for that, right? Like if you're looking for that point guard,
because you talked about too early, I think it was on the inside during the handoff. It's like, okay, like, you're going to play him over Keon Ellis going forward, or, like, how is he supposed to find minutes elsewhere when Malik Monk and Keon, those guys are here?
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't see a scenario where he's better than Schroeder, Monk, or Keon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't see that. So how is he going to play?
Yeah.
Now, once again, that also is a byproduct of the roster, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if Keon wasn't here, I think Devin could slide into that type of role and be more productive than backup point guard. A little undersized at the two, but I think he's more suited for being off the ball, being a hellacious defender on the perimeter, and maybe, you know, being a spot up shooter. I think he could, I don't want to say thrive, but maybe that's the word. He could be more productive in that role, but he's not more productive than Keon Ellis in that role. And that's the conundrum of Devin Carter on the Sacramento Kings. We keep saying it's not him as an NBA player. I don't believe. I think there is a place in the NBA for Devin Carter, but it might not be here with this Kings roster as is.
Hmm. That's a tough spot to be in then. Mm-hmm. Especially when you use the term as is, because I don't know how much it's going to change. I mean, I don't know. I'm like, you know, we're summer league and all the, like, what is the free agent market look like in the next 2 to 3 weeks? Like, you still got restricted free agents. It's not just Jonathan Kuminga. There's a list of restricted free agents mm-hmm. that haven't signed. Mm-hmm. You have veterans. You got a guy like Chris Paul who wants to play the last year of his career. Yeah. That man doesn't have a team yet.
Right.
I don't know.
Does it get to the point, we talk about how they need a backup point guard, Russell Westbrook, campaign, whoever you want to say, but they need that backup point guard. Does it get to the point where you've got to take a lot less potentially to just move on from a Carter or a Monk? Because you need to bring in another person, and one of those two, maybe even Keon in that situation too, is just going to be sitting there not playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you say, hey, we want a player, a potential rotational player for Monk or Carter, but give us 2 seconds.
Man. I think that's where it's at with Devin, to be honest. I mean, if the goal, well.
What a catastrophic organizational failure if you have to trade your lottery pick from the year prior for two second round picks, excuse me.
Maybe it's not at that point. Like, who do the Kings like more, though? Devin Carter or Malik Monk? Like, who would they rather move off of? Do we know? Or, like, not do we know?
I don't.
Just, like, it's kind of like.
I know who I'd rather move off.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, but, like. We've heard like they don't like Malik, or not don't like Malik, but it's just more so they're ready to move off and stuff like that. It's just maybe there's a future for Devin there if you do trade Malik and all that, but I'm cool off of trading Malik for a couple seconds. Like, Malik's still a good basketball player. I don't think the Kings should move off of good players for nothing.
Yeah, I think I'm with Jesse. I don't know. So I guess the question, and okay, so let me bring this back to you. Are the Kings at that point? Is it desperate enough to where they just have to get someone off of this roster that you would move one of the mentioned players for multiple seconds to a team who can just absorb the salary? And I don't know who that is other than Brooklyn.
It's pretty damn close.
Man.
It's pretty damn close. Man. The only saving
grace. Talking about a player who signed a contract extension last year. And in this specific example, a player who signed a contract extension last year and a player who was drafted in the lottery last year.
The only saving grace for me would be, to your point, I'm thinking more so Malik. Mm-hmm. Like, with Malik, he's still a good player. He's got a contract that maybe, you know, isn't the best or in some people's eyes around the league, but maybe next year. Maybe in February.
It's not like it's a bad contract.
It's not. It's not at all, in my opinion. But maybe in February, maybe in next summer, next July, it's easier to move. and you could get more for that. But yeah, like somebody's not going to play. And I would think that somebody would probably be Devin Carter as opposed to Malik Monk, because Malik is the better player. But one, like you mentioned, that's still a lottery pick that you picked a year ago that now can't get any floor. Minutes.
Yeah.
The only saving grace is if they find a scenario where, and Scott Perry mentioned it yesterday a little bit on that broadcast, they find a scenario where they feel Neat Clifford can be a backup point guard, because that would allow you not to go have to go sign somebody.
But don't you still have the same issue?
You
don't have to go sign anybody, I get. And in that case, maybe you have to move two guys if you're going to go sign someone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make Neek the backup point guard, don't you still have the issue of what do you do with Devin Carter?
You do, but you haven't brought in extra money or an extra player to do that.
No.
And if you are bringing in somebody extra, you're getting it at a position that you need, like a three or four.
Well, Trey Lyles is back.
Run it
back.
Who was
the other one? Precious. Who was the other one? Was it Precious?
Yeah. And I Scott Perry said that yesterday. I don't think Neek is a point guard. Now, being a backup point guard is different than like really running the show. Like you can get away with a non-traditional point guard being a backup point guard for 10 minutes a night. I believe you can. You can get away with it if he's competent enough at that position. So maybe that works, but I don't think Neek is like, that's not where you would want him to play. Like, you'd want him to be on the wing, guarding twos and threes. You wouldn't want him being.
Yeah, that's the other thing is, what are you doing on the defensive end? Yeah. Hmm.
And you would want him to be somebody that is a finisher, so to speak, not a creator for others. And if he is a creator for others, you want that to be organic, just based off reading, reacting, catching the ball. You don't want him to be the initiator of what you do on the offensive end, I don't believe.
He just looks indecisive. I'm watching him. I'm watching some of his
Devin
plays.
Or
Devin, sorry, Devin. Devin just looks indecisive with the ball in his hands. And maybe that's the component of trying to learn that position versus being an effective scorer. He had some first quarter gems, man.
And you know what? It's tough. It's tough. Like, we're sitting here talking about it because that's what we have to do. But he's trying.
No, he recognized
what he needs to be in this league and on this team, and he's trying. It's
one game. Like, it's not a like. But all we have is like that one game, mm-hmm. and then we get back here on Monday. We'll talk about what we've seen since then. But I was skeptical of this working from jump, and I think that's where I was hoping to see like something. I wanted to see G League Devin. That's who I wanted to see. And we didn't get that.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, maybe we get that this weekend.
Yeah. Curtis Boston _6 in the chat said, Devin is better than what he showed last night. Facts. And all caps.
I believe that. Point. He was terrible last night. I absolutely believe that.
That's what I say. I agree with him. He's last night isn't who he is.
No.
But the question is, how much different than last night is he?
For me, the question is, what is he? I don't know what Devin Carter is as a player.
He's a backup guard in this league. He's not a starter. He's a backup guard. To be honest with you, he's and I don't mean this in any disrespect at all. He's his dad. That's what his dad was in the league. His dad was a backup guard who gave you solid minutes, was a good leader. He was more of a traditional floor general, an organizer. But he wasn't like super skilled or anything like that, but he was tough as nails, and he was a backup guard in this league. And that's what Devin is. I think Devin is a little bit more athletic. He's got a little bit, a few more measurables as far as like wingspan and stuff like that than Anthony Carter. But more or less, he's like his dad was in the league. And his dad played like 10 years in the league, 10, maybe 12. So I think Devin can do that. But his dad was never expected to be the deciding factor on the team. I know he had some good moments in Miami and in Denver as well, but I never looked at him as like, this is a guy, this is part of your big three, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Melo, whoever, and Devin Carter. Iverson and Devin Carter. Like, no, that's
Anthony
never.
Anthony Carter.
Anthony Carter.
Devin Carter would have been crazy. I'm watching. It's funny. The first shot that he made. There were two failed lob attempts. You remember this play? Mm-hmm. The first shot he made is the second quarter. There's two failed lob attempts. To his credit, he works his ass off. He gets the rebound on both of them. Just decides, forget it. I'll score myself, and gets a basket in the paint.
On the paint, kind of back down the smaller point.
You know, he was frustrated.
Yeah.
He was frustrated because he had those two lobs missed. We'll come back, man. We'll talk more Kings basketball. Eddie Gonzalez going to join us in about an hour. Cooper Flagg debuted last night. Much more ahead. We're thrilled that you're here with us. We'll open up the phone lines, too. That's my bad. Elk Grove Kid Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Steeler and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. We were just talking about on the break that Clips album dropped, and it's everything they said it would be. It is fire.
Welcome back, man. It's been too long. We missed the Clips,
man. 16 years, but it's been 4 years since Justin Bieber dropped. And hey, I don't know what to tell y'all. That album is now. I haven't made my. It's 21 tracks. I haven't made my way through. I listened to the Sexy Red joint first because it's like a.
It's a must.
It's a drug now that I have to.
Is that? Yeah. Are we gonna hear that on 102.5 at some point?
I think we might. It's a slow record.
Justin in the slow bag.
Justin
in the slow bag car, bro.
That's this album. Like, I'm going to stop short of saying it's, I don't know, man. It's really good.
I heard some really good things about it.
It's really, really good.
Yeah. No, I was listening to it last night. I was kind of skimming through it, and the beats on it was knocking. Mm-hmm. And it has some cool features on there. Drewski popped up, I think.
Drewski was on there.
Yeah.
Gunna's on there. Sexy Red is on there.
I got to check that out. I was listening last night, obviously, because the clips had Twitter buzzing. So I was like, I had to listen to that. And I loved it. And then I forgot about the beats. So I would have listened to it. I ended up listening to like half of Larry June's album.
Yeah.
I like Larry June. So he gave the people what he always gives them. So
you know what you're getting with Larry June. He's solid.
Yeah. Hey.
Numbers. Good job, Larry.
But yeah, man, a good Music Friday.
Yeah, it's definitely a good new Music Friday, man. Definitely. Our man Leezy stepping in here with us. Leezy, always good to have you in on these Fridays when you can make it. What'd you think of what we saw yesterday afternoon from
Devin Carter?
Let's start with the rookie. Leave Devin alone for a few minutes.
We don't put him in a box.
Let's let him breathe. The man only played one.
Yeah, let's leave Devin alone for a little bit. There were a lot of positives in last night's game, and we don't have to. We don't have to beat Devin Carter up more than we already have.
Nah, we don't got to do
that. And we beat him up because I think we expect a lot from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been skeptical as to whether we can get that or not. But I did say yesterday, yo, I hope we see it. I want him be that G League guy. Be that guy who, like, we'd be in the middle of a show, G League game goes final, and it's like, yeah, Devin scored 30. Oh, all right. Yeah, give me that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it should have been a good opportunity for him. But like you said, we ain't going to beat up on him. But remember yesterday I called in, I was a little concerned. I was like, hey, are you sure we doing this? But, you know, besides that, I like the big man, Maxime.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I always mess up on his name. Maxime. He was balling. Mm-hmm. He was scoring knocking down the three. He was looking good in transition. He knew where to be on the court. I like him. He's got a little edge to him too. Like if you ever watch his interviews, he's calm, cool, and collected, but you can tell he got that fire.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching an interview he did with Mo, and he was talking about some of the players he liked. He liked KG, and he liked Danilo Gallinari.
Gallinari! Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, that was interesting. But I don't know. I don't know if you quite see it in his game, but he definitely has a spark there. There's something to be excited about. And as Kings fans, that's just refreshing, though. Because if you talk to Kings fans, people are upset about, you know, defense, DeRozan, LaVine, whoever you want to talk about. There's a lot of negativity. But at least with these young guys, you got a little bit of spark and something to look forward to. And I'm not crowning them. I'm just saying it's nice.
You know, I was trying to think back off the top of my head of, like, summer league performances with the Kings, you know, since Vegas has been a thing. They said Vegas has been 20 years. That's crazy. I only remember about they had a special on NBA TV, like 20 years of Vegas. I think it was actually last year that they aired that. Mm. But, you know, we all know it from the last 10, 12 years or something like that. And I was trying to think of all the summer league performances from Kings of the past. And the ones that performed like Maxine and Neek, at the very least, they've been NBA rotational guys. The guys that I'm thinking about are
Davion. He was summer league.
Davion, De'Aaron, Keegan. Those are the ones that come off to my mind immediately. Everybody else you knew or you had a good idea, like, oh, that's not it. Stauskas, Ben McLemore, those guys. Even Marvin Bagley was a little iffy.
He was California Classic.
Yeah.
He was in summer league.
It was California Classic and it was one game.
Yeah, one dunk.
And that was about it. Mm-mm. So I say all that to say, with those two guys and the way they played yesterday, it feels like, you know, if you're going to have, at the very least, a rotational guy.
Yeah.
Not only by just the statistical output, but just watching him play. Right now, just watch him. Like, everything he does is NBA. Like, he's a pick-and-pop guy. He can get a rebound, put a back finish. He can score at the line. Like, these are transferable to real NBA games. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was happy about. Like, you saw something from both of those guys that says, hey, these guys can get minutes in a real NBA game.
Yeah.
At least after watching them for one game.
I think you brought up the basketball player, Ben McLemore. And it reminds me of his pre-draft workout. I knew the trainer who worked with him. And we asked him, like, yo, after he was drafted, what do you think about Ben McLemore? And he was like, he's good. Like, he's really athletic. But there isn't a single part of his game that any team in the league is going to fear.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have a go-to move. He doesn't have something that he could rely on. Like, he does. There's nothing. This isn't. There's nothing special about him. That's what I feel like I'm seeing with Devin. Like, and of course, the sample size is so limited. So this is unfair on my part. This was an assessment after a workout on Ben McLemore after he was drafted. What I fear when I see Devin is like, what is going to make him special? What's going to make him different? What's going to make him stand out? What's his go to? You look across you look at a guy like Malik. Malik gets in trouble. He's going to at the very least attempt to create his own shot. DeMontis Sabonis, as much as he drives me crazy, if he gets his back to the back, he's shoulder, and he's going to try to get a bucket. I don't know what it is with Devin that I can go, that's what's going to separate him right there.
Yeah,
that's what's going to make him stand out.
Yeah, that's the hard part. Like you said last night, we didn't see a lot of playmaking from him. He definitely was struggling on offense to score. Yeah, like you said, he just doesn't have a specialty like other teams are going to fear, which separates him. But yeah.
And that was what really stood out about Max was he had the special thing that he has is it appears he could do everything. He can score from everywhere on the floor. And that was it almost looked like it was a conscious effort to score from every place on the floor, to score in multiple different ways, all within the first 6 minutes of the game.
Yeah, he has a understanding of not only the professional game, but his game and where he needs to be as a big man. And that's just an understanding and a feel that you get. One of the interesting things about a lot of these players, Neek and Max specifically, is when you get to the pro game, it does open up for you offensively. Like, even me, I wasn't a pro player at all, but I would play in some of these semi-pro games against some of these guys, and I'd be like, so somebody's going to set this screen, and that guy's going to stand back there, and I'm going to be open to shoot?
Yeah.
Like, that didn't happen in college. Like, there was a guy there, a guy helped, like, because the floor is a little more spread, there's movements off the ball, there are more opportunities. Now, there's physical issues to have to deal with, athletic issues that make it more difficult. But there are aspects of the professional game that, like, Max is probably looking like, oh, I just pick and pop, and Scal is still in the paint, I've got this wide open three, that's crazy. Like, yeah, I'm a hit. Mm-hmm. And they have an understanding and as well as the physical ability to be able to take advantage of those type of things. And I think they might be looking at summer league and getting into camp and playing with true point guards and stuff like that. It's like, man, I'm going to see a lot of easy opportunities because the game is so much more wide open. Remember, that was one of the things Luka said coming from EuroLeague over here. He's like, man, this game really wide open here in the NBA. Like, it's a little easier in that aspect. Yeah. So,
and for Maxine, you know, he's not the first option. They're going to be looking at LaVine, DeRozan, Sabonis, whoever, as it is right now. So, like you said, he's not going to have all that pressure on him.
Man, him and Schroeder, or him and even Malik Monk isn't as good in the pick and pop situation, but him and Schroeder in a pick and pop type of deal. You know, not saying Max is starting, but like when their minutes cross paths in an NBA situation, I think he's going to be able to feed off that.
Yeah.
Eat off that.
You know, it's funny. Going in summer league, I was focused on Neek the most. But now after that first game, now I want to see if he can keep building on that, Maxine.
He got everybody buzzing, man.
Yeah.
He's got everybody buzzing.
Neek goes 2 for 15 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Max goes 1 for 10.
Yeah.
Are we just, oh, crap.
No, we're not going to overreact. No.
What are you talking about? We overreacting right now.
We're happy that there's potential there. If they go up there and they have a bad game, hey, you just chalk it up to summer league. You have a bad game. It's okay. There's a lot of guys that sometimes have bad summer league debuts or whatever. Like, I look back on it, Jason Tatum, he had a bad summer league debut, but then he went on to like develop, obviously. So I'm not gonna put a lot of stock in one or two games. I want to see consistent.
Nick Crawford, Jason Tatum.
Well,
Nick Crawford, same. I got you, boy. I got you.
You got me.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. The point was, we're going to react a lot. Now, you could choose to call it an overreaction. You can choose to overreact if you want to. We're going to react to everything we see because it's all we got. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, it's all we're gonna have for a while. By the middle of the next week, I'm just going to stop paying attention. Because I don't think Neek is playing. Next weekend, I doubt Neek's playing. Shoot, if Max keeps doing this, he might not be playing either. This might be the heavy dose of Isaiah Stevens and Daquan. I'm just so happy we have a new Daquan so we can hit the Quan.
Oh, no, it's back?
We can hit the Quan back.
Oh, I forgot.
Hit the Quan.
Having a seven. Hey.
We had a bunch of, we had Hit the Quan, yeah, Captain Save a Luke. We used to have all the sounds.
Yeah, we need to stop.
Every time we give someone some nickname or give them a little fancy ring or something, they get the boot just immediately after.
Has anybody survived?
Nope, because.
No. Sensational.
No.
Gone. Freeport, gone.
Yeah. Pizza guy.
Nasty boy, gone.
Yeah, nasty.
Damn.
I was sad about that
nasty
one.
Wow. Yeah.
Nasty boy. And but look,
nasty boy and he wants to go back to Europe.
Are we the Madden curse?
Legit. I think we are.
Look, and before anybody says it, do not be disrespectful. We are not giving Levine or DeRozan a song or a nickname. Don't be disrespectful. Yeah, I'm saying it now.
I tweeted that out a couple weeks ago. Oh yeah. How about you guys give DeRozan a nickname? How about you guys give Levine a nickname?
No.
Not the game.
That's disrespectful.
By the way,
it's all lower level players. By the way, we gotta stop.
Officials, we need a huddle. We caught massive heat.
Oh, I threw it. It's right here.
Okay, I'm just saying we caught a lot.
That was crazy.
What happened? I didn't throw it on camera.
Mark Jones said something about a sausage party. And we had was it a sausage factory?
Factory.
It was something involving sausage, and we were just like, oh,
it's Mark Jones. What do you want us to do?
I don't know. Like, there's
I mean, look,
I was about to say, Mark, we don't talk like that on this show,
but Mark Jones.
I didn't know if he would get it.
Yeah, that's why we don't throw it on camera. I threw it off camera. Like, I threw it off
Mark
camera.
Mark listens, though. Yeah. Like, he knows the show.
Mean, look,
he doesn't know me. He listens to his friend Kenny.
No, he true, does. What are you talking about?
Maybe Kenny has to throw the flag.
That's like a 2-minute report.
No, what's going to happen, guys, is much like a what happens with a technical sometimes. Days later, the NBA says, you know what? Yeah. He was assessed a technical.
He's going to get fined. Yeah.
He's going to get fined.
Mark's
going to
get the report.
Mark's going to get the $5,000 fine.
He has it in his car somewhere.
Well, the problem was it's not in the last 2-minute report because it was in the first 2 minutes of the game. So, yeah, he said it. And I'm like, all right, stay composed. Stay composed.
Well,
and then I looked at the chatty house. I was like, oh no.
Well, look, you missed it last Friday because Sarah Hodges was going crazy. And I just let it ride.
Well, I imagine that went over great in the chatty house.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's why, like, with the guests, we just let them just talk.
Just let them ride, man.
Trista be on it. Trista be saying a lot of them.
Well, sometimes I feel like throwing flags on Trista, but she's like Vontaze Burfict or whatever. Yeah, like, I don't know who we compared that to earlier.
She's
but
like Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah.
I think Trista does it to be funny.
Trista said you can't call them all.
Exactly. It's like, we can't. She's Shaq.
Look, there's holding every.
She's Shaq. Like, what do you want me to do? She's too dominant.
Ben's little bro says, Mark Jones is not above the law.
I'm going to make that today's title.
Oh, man.
Clip that, Justin.
But, yeah. I heard him.
Yeah. Got to be better, team. We got to be better. Let's see what TC talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. 916-909-1320. Get your thoughts in on the Summer League debut of the Sacramento Kings last night. What's up, TC?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Hey, vibing. Hey, Leezy, what's up with a J in the back? Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Jesse. Hey, so give me a minute, Jesse. Hey, look. What I'm going to say what this is, right? I've seen enough, right? I know we overreacted, but I've seen enough from our dudes. I'm with you, Leezy. Like, I know it might seem like an overreaction from us all, but we see something. and we got two dudes that's, you know what I mean? Because we so used to getting dudes and like, man, this dude, look at Devin, right? Then look at Davion. Man, we missed on them dudes, man. And I think we got two dudes, bro. When I seen the boy hit the back to the basket with the left hand, then he got the steal, went coast to coast, I text Kenny instantly. D-Lo, I text you on Carter because I didn't like dude's vibe, bro. I'm like, bro, if you're going to act, I see what Tristan was talking about. I try to give him a benefit of the doubt. I said, I'm going to fall back on this dude because I really want to see his character. For me, I don't like his character. Everybody else talking about his play. I don't like how he walking around, moping around, not shaking hands, like not shaking his teammates' handshake. He coming back to the huddle when they call a timeout. Everybody else high-fiving, dude walking by just barely tapping people's hands. I'm like, bro, I don't like that spirit. I don't like players around that. I don't like playing with players like that, bro. And I don't like coaching players like that, dude. If you can't have a good spirit and lift up for your brother, bro, and be there for him, I'm cool on you, bro. And on top of that, your game, like, I'm cool on him at the point guard, bro. Listen, if he got to be in a package, he going to be in a package, bro. That's all I got to say. Listen, have a good weekend. I'm going to the A's game. Tomorrow, I'm going to vibe out.
No doubt, big dog. Enjoyed it. Enjoy Sutter Health Park, big dog, man. Yeah, shout out TC. Yo. He was cooking, man. Yo, Jesse hey. Gave me, he said, Jesse, let me cook. And Jesse let him cook, and he cooked.
Oh, you guys talk about me being HAL. TC's been pumped up lately, man. Every time he calls in, he's like, get ready. It's moving and shaking. We got two boys. And let Perry cook. Boys. Man, TC, vibes up, bro.
Hey, TC not here for none of Devin's nonsense.
Nah, you gotta have
and he's not wrong.
I think everyone's been a little too harsh on Devin.
Oh.
I said it this morning on the inside.
No, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I don't. Hey. We went babyface today or whatever. I don't think he's a fit on this team, but I do think there's an aspect. The guy needs time. There's a lot of pressure on him, and I just feel like
I agree.
It's really just minute by minute with Devin Carter at this point. Like I guess just if it's not gonna work, let it not work. But I just feel like there's too much pressure on the guy. Everyone's like not, I don't want to say against him, but just like everyone's like out on him at this point, I feel.
Well, I think
which is understandable, but like also it's just such a game by game basis with him now.
It shouldn't be. I mean, it shouldn't be. I think Devin is about who he is, and that's not even a bad thing. Like, we've said it a number of different times. He's an NBA player. Mm-hmm. I believe he's an NBA player. The pressure, in my opinion, comes from the logjam that you have at that position.
Sure.
Because if one or two of Malik Monk or Keon Ellis wasn't here,
yeah,
you could say, hey, all right, maybe he's not a point guard, but we'll let him grow into that wing bench role, and he's here. He's with us. But because you're forced with the possibility of one, maybe two of those three not even getting minutes, you still need help on the wing. It's like, hey, we need to figure out who this guy is, what he can do, and if he can't do anything, we need to figure out if we can move him for somebody that can get us what we need in a position of need.
Yeah.
And it's not Devin's fault. He didn't create the roster.
Yeah.
He didn't even draft himself to the Kings. Like, none of this is his fault. He is an NBA player, but the circumstances has it where we're looking at how we can kind of shift this roster a little bit. And that's why he's kind of under the microscope the way he is right now.
For him, it's a lose-lose situation because you got drafted to a team that didn't need you at that position. Like, or at the, yeah, just we'll say it at that, and then you weren't able to play most of the season coming off a shoulder injury. Then you jump into a team where it's just everything seems like it's all chaos and they're fighting for a play-in playoff spot. And as a rookie, I mean, that's almost impossible just to jump in or whatever, just be successful. And then you get to this season, it's like, hey, we're going to throw you in at this position you've never played, and mm-hmm. that's the only way it's really going to work for you here.
Yeah, that's the
like
thing,
again. I don't think there's really a true fit for him. I don't think it's going to work for him here, but like, also, a lot of it is not his fault, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the 100%. Thing, though, right there, Jesse. D'Lo, you kind of alluded to it earlier. The Kings got too many guys. They're asking to do things that, like, aren't natural to them. Mm-hmm. Like, one minute, like, we brought in DeRozan. DeRozan ain't here to play defense. Mm-hmm. We need him to play defense. Mm-hmm. We got Carter here. He's more of a two than a one. And we say, hey, we need you to play the one. We got too many guys being asked to do things that, like, aren't really their skill set. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Lisa.
No, I was just going to say, like, even with other guys, too, like, even the tough one's Keegan. Like, because, like, Keegan's great on defense, but, hey, at the same time, we're like, can you play some offense, too? Can you knock down some shots consistently? And we just have a lot of guys we need to do more that I guess they're just not accustomed to.
And to be fair to everybody, as we're being fair to everybody right now, Scott Perry didn't create all this. And Scott Perry is in evaluation mode. And he's maybe looking at Devin like, well, let's evaluate and see if you can do this. If not, maybe we maybe I got to move on. But I'm going to give you – I didn't draft you. I don't know if I would have drafted you or not. But I'm not going to just throw you out right away necessarily. Let's see if there's something that I'm missing.
But no one wants to hear about you evaluating. And that's tough, whether it's fair or not. No one wants to hear that because – You know, I used the Barack Obama line from 2008. We might not get there in 1 year. We might not get there in one term. No one cared that President Obama took over the worst economy like in our country's history, or second worst economy in our country. No one cared. Fix it. Doesn't matter what the last administration did. Fix it. That's what the entire country was screaming at the man. Fix it. Now you've got a little old fan base in Sacramento looking at Scott Perry going, I don't care what they did. They're fired. Fix it. And that is the line of patience. We might not get there in 1 year. We might not get there in one term. You don't want to take a second term here, Scott. You might not get there in 1 year, but you're going to have to figure this out. And I think it's good for him, like last night, to reference what he's looking at for the team. So it doesn't, and whether they're evaluating, like I think Mark's right. I think we might learn a lot about where this Kings team is going in terms of how they attack the market, if they attack the market, over the course of the next few games, the next few days in Summer League. And I think it's good for Scott to acknowledge, like, yeah, we knew what we needed. We know what we have to address. Like, we know this, and it's not, yeah, no, we're going to work with these guys and see. No, he's, hey, look, I'm here. I'm here with everybody else. I'm working. I'm trying to figure this out. But I've been saddled with a lot. And I've got things to figure out from a lottery pick from last year. I've got things to figure out with a guy who signed a contract extension who seemed to have no suitors or very few suitors across the league. I'm saddled with a team that might have a disgruntled star, who lost one star, who fired their coach. Like, look, man, I've got a lot to figure out over the course of the next few days, few weeks, few months. And it does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Didn't matter what Monty and Wes did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scott's name is on it now.
Absolutely. And that's why he's looking at some of these guys with the way he should be, with zero attachment.
Right.
Like, because his mindset is just to fix it.
And that's
I don't care if he's the pizza guy. I don't care if I didn't draft him. If he's not in line with the vision that I'm trying to create, he's got to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No one's untouchable on the roster right now.
Yeah. And that's the no attachment. But that can't just be Scott Perry or Doug Christie. Mm-hmm. That's got to be Vivek Ranadive or anyone else who is or thinks they are involved in decision-making.
Yeah.
Attachment has to be cut, and Scott Perry and that front office needs to figure out a way to build this basketball team up.
And I think they will, too.
And that's,
I think they will.
And I think the sustainable part of winning that Scott Perry talked about at his opening press conference, I think that's a ways away. Being able to be a winning basketball team, I don't think is. I think this could be a winning basketball team this year. I think it could potentially be one next year. And if you maneuver this correctly, and I don't even know what that means right now, but if you're, hell, forget maneuvering correctly. If you're able to get over on somebody, maybe that's what you could do to build a sustainable winner. Mm-hmm. But the sustainability of this team, it's a bit of ways away for me. But winning, that's not that far on the. That's not too far away for me. Yeah. When I look at this basketball team, I don't think it's too far away.
It was like you were saying the other day, D'Lo. When the season starts, like, we don't know who's gonna get hurt. We don't know what team could be calling need and
across the league. Yeah,
you don't know what's gonna happen. So right now, things are kind of up in the air. But like you said, if Scott Perry just kind of waits and finds the right moment, and Kings fans, we stay patient, he could strike, you know, and find a good player for the roster or an upgrade.
You want to hang out a little bit longer?
Yeah, I hang out a little bit.
Our man Lee's hanging out with us. I think I just got word. We lost Eddie.
Oh.
We lost Eddie. He's alive. He's alive. But we lost him for the day. He's out. He's out working, doing his thing. So we may miss him here today. But that's all right, because we've got you covered. We got much more ahead.
There was shots fired at your boys this morning. Pew, 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 pew.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Do tell. Yeah, okay. Hold on, man.
I'm pretty sure.
Hold on.
It's been a while since
Hold on, man. Is this friendly fire? Or do I?
It's friendly fire.
Okay.
It's friendly fire, but it's still fire.
What is friendly fire?
No, hold on. Is it 90 miles away?
90 miles
away.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Not 19 minutes
away. Yeah, okay. I was about to say, we're going to have some fun when we get back, or this is going to get ugly. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino. See who was hanging out at the casino last night?
Hey!
Yep. D's in the city.
That's what Dan Patrick used to say.
Yeah,
he's in the city,
I wish you'd stop.
Yeah, let's just go back now.
I wish you'd stop. Yeah. You could. I didn't understand where Kyle Kuzma's name came from, and I just saw Jason Anderson's article referencing a podcast from The Athletic with Sam Vecenie and those guys talking about if Jonathan Kuminga doesn't work, there's other places that the Sacramento Kings could go. And he referenced Kyle Kuzma. Okay.
And we're back.
Yeah. I can't.
We're back.
I guess it'll never die.
Oh, you know, this is a funny segue.
That man's going to finish his career in Sacramento just to say it finally happened.
It never stops. The funny thing is, we just went through this. John Collins, he just got traded to the Clippers. And I was like, man, finally, I don't have to hear about John Collins no more. Mm-hmm. And here we are back with Kyle Kuzma. I'm like, here we go.
Hey, man, Kuz.
Kuz is cool.
Kuz is fine with me.
Yeah.
He doesn't bother me. He didn't have the best time in Milwaukee, but I also don't think that was – the best basketball situation and fit for him. Being he's, I think he's a four, and having to play alongside Giannis and Brook Lopez, there's not a lot of opportunity for him to be the four that they probably envisioned he would be. So, Kuzma,
he's good.
Kuzma's fine with me.
Yeah,
you know, like, he's another guy that if you brought him in, I think with his contract situation, he doesn't mess up like your future.
Yeah, he's on a declining contract. James Hamm always talks about it. Like he's so money wise, it's fine.
I think it's the only thing James Hamm likes about him.
Yeah,
the declining contract.
And I'll say this, like, once again, if the need is for a backup point guard and you are looking at bringing in a guy like a Russell Westbrook or something like that, somebody's got to go.
Mm.
And it almost doesn't matter what you get in return. Because that person's not even going to play. And I saw in the chat, I don't know if it's in the tweet or not, but somebody had talked about Malik Monk being part of a Kuzma deal.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe. Like, and once again, this is reading the tea leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know how much I love Malik Monk. Get back on the phone with Scott Perry and figure it out, and you stay here. Like, that's what I want. But dealing with reality and the things that we've heard and what we're seeing, he's probably gone. So Kyle Kuzma is not a bad return for a Malik Monk.
Oh, you're saying Malik's probably gone.
Yeah.
They're trying to trade Malik. Yeah. Like, okay, yeah. I got you.
Kyle Kuzma's not a bad return for Malik Monk.
No. Not at all.
No. That's a good look for Malik, though, and being in Milwaukee.
Especially for you, who's on the verge of just saying, just give me 2 second-round picks and get out of my face.
Well, that was more for Devin.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Someone in that position group.
Yeah.
Not universal. I got you. Understood. I don't know. I think I was excited about Jonathan Kuminga just because it was a different name.
I was excited about Kuminga because he's younger, too. Like, Kuzma's cool. I wouldn't mind having Kuzma, but Kuminga's younger, you know?
Yeah, if I had to choose, it would be Kuminga.
They also got different ceilings as players, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a different tier that Kuminga could hit that Kuzma just won't get to.
That's the thing. We still don't know what Kuminga could be because Steve Kerr. But
well, I think a little bit. It's probably Jonathan Kuminga, too. Like, he has some things that he has to be better at also. I mean, there's a lot of it that's Steve Kerr, but absolutely a lot of it's Jonathan Kuminga, too. I'm assuming this has something to do with your some people had something to say about us this morning.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Monte, I've been talking about
I thought his radio show was over.
Why is
he still talking on
the radio?
I've
been talking to Monte all week long, and he's like, you lucky I ain't got a radio show no more. But he does every Friday morning, I think, on the Morning Rose.
Oh, how sweet.
And when did the California Classic end? Was it Monday? Something like that. He couldn't wait to talk about Monday, to talk about conversations. What was that? Last week?
Mm.
couldn't wait.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, you know, like I said, it's friendly fire. It is friendly fire. Mm. Like I just said, I talked to Vontae all week long. Like me and him talk off air regularly. But yeah, you know. He was talking about, you know, that the Kings weren't going to be able to get Kuminga for Saric and Carter and all this other stuff. It's a crazy deal. Was never even close. All that. That's fine. The one thing that he did say was he said Sacramento is so desperate, so attention seeking, and they want this to be a rivalry with the Warriors so bad. And I would tell you this. I've said this before and I'll say it again. And he's like, Warrior, we don't even think about the Kings here. We don't care. We don't think about the Kings and all this other stuff. And I would say this. You don't have to think about me for me not to like you. Okay? You can look at it as not a rivalry if you want. That's not going to change the fact that I don't like your ass. Talking about the Warriors, not Bonte Hill. Okay, don't ever think about me. That's fine. I still don't like you. I still don't like you. You don't have to look at it any type of way. That ain't gonna change how I view you. So whatever. We don't like you. The Warriors, not Bonte.
No.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is that but no? It's, I'm looking to see if they have. It doesn't look like they do. I was looking to see if they had Bonte's appearance cut this morning, and it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't look like they do. We'd have to scan back because I'm genuinely curious when someone talks what they got to say.
This he had two different attacks on Sacramento. One was like right when he started 9 o'clock, right up, out the gate. And then another one, they went to commercial break, and he came back again.
He had more to say. He wasn't finished. And another thing.
So I was like, oh, okay, all right.
Hold up, man. What was Bonte joined on the phone?
You know, he was there. He was in studio.
Where's Bonte?
He was in studio.
Let's see if I can find. Oh, there he is. Okay. Oh, how cute. Oh, this is just so cute. Let's see what. Hold on.
He was talking about Scott Perry and how he got fired from the Knicks for a reason. Scott Perry didn't win an NBA championship. Don't disrespect that man. He didn't accomplish a lot more than Mike Dunleavy Jr. The hell we talking about?
Now y'all go ahead.
Hating on Scott Perry. Scott Perry just got here, man. Scott Perry just landed, and Bonte got something to say about him.
And once again, they talk about JK's value. Look. It may not be the Devin Carter deal.
Like, I can tell
what they think they're getting for Jonathan Kuminga. They're going to have to bring him back. They don't even like the guy. Yeah. There's not even a market for him. They're going to have to bring him back on like $20 million a year.
Look at Bonte.
They don't even like each other.
Dude, I know. You melded it 2 days ago. Thanks. I heard. Listen.
He mailed it on Monday last week because I'm checked out all week.
Look at Bonte, so rich. Bonte's so rich he now, rich. He don't even have to do his hair to come in to do radio.
Yeah.
Like, the radio don't pay for Bonte's hair to be fired. Only TV.
Thanks. Like Rafi Devers, 60%
no,
of me
No, I don't want to hear about no Rafi Devers.
And Devin Carter.
Oh, there he is.
I had
to make sure I said, you know what? Let me just double check my sources for a second.
Okay.
And he said, Bonte, you know, just like I do, that deal wasn't close to being accepted. Sacramento Kings fans are just thirsty. That's what the source said. They just need attention. They have no idea what they're talking about. So Matt,
let me hit pause. Let me hit pause on my brother right here. My dearest brother of light skin persuasion. We are not fans. We have sources that cover this basketball team just like you have sources that cover your basketball team. And they can tell you this wasn't real. They can tell you whatever you want to. That deal was a lot more real than they want you to believe it was. Because they was deep into conversations before that story broke. Then all of a sudden, Warriors fans got in their feelings. Mm. And Bonte knows as well as we do, a call was made. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it at that. Mm-hmm. But he knows as well as we do, a call was made.
George.
What day was that?
This was like 8 days ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now we're bringing up stuff from a week and some change ago. Oh, Bonte couldn't wait for this.
Because
KC's been on Twitter talking about Chase Center. I said, dude, don't get so mad at the Warriors because we didn't give you Kuminga for a squeeze burger and french fries. Like, relax.
Has he been going to those A's game at Sutter Health Park? He's been enjoying those.
He's been going as a Giants fan.
Of course he has.
I went multiple games.
As Anthony Slater put it.
A by-low attempt by the Kings. Let's pick up Saric, who was out of the rotation for a Warriors team that didn't even make the playoffs.
We saw the rejoin. Hey, Dumb Nation, it's Dario Saric. We played it that day when that came out.
All right. Keep going because you have a lot of stuff.
No, you're like Rambo.
Look at Joe. Look at Bush is just like, hey, go get your stuff off, bro.
He's amping it up.
Just go ahead.
No, wait. I think that
takes from 8 days ago.
All this going on, he ain't going here. He ain't going here. Let it play real quick. Bonte will let you know where Jonathan is.
I just wanted to take a shot at KC, D'Lo, RJ, and Fairford, all these King fans. Stay in your lane. Pretty relevant Western Conference team. And you will be like that for the rest of your eternity. It's the rest of your life.
Okay, keep going.
I can't wait for Steph to retire.
Oh, right? Brother.
I can't wait for Steph to retire.
Oh, boy. Oh, we're going to have a good old time.
Y'all hoes are covering the San Francisco Giants for 11 goddamn months out of the year.
Have a good old time.
They're down so bad they weren't even invited to the California Classic.
I don't care about that.
It's the reason why the Warriors host a
Okay. Oh, this is the wrong
just
clip.
Just real quick.
Who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I was going to say,
who's this guy?
Damn.
Did he win his job?
No.
little caller won his job. Like, oh, this is cute.
this ain't Ludman. This Matt, is Spadoni. This is Spadoni.
Did Matt Nahegan gift this job to the kid?
For the classic, because the Kings can't handle it. It's a true story. The Kings are supposed to keep that, and they're bitching about it. Oh,
he's not exactly wrong about that.
No, I told him, we lit Vivek up. That's our bad.
At the damn event, we don't care about California Classics.
No, keep it here.
I don't care about basketball.
Second round playoff games and conference finals games. And Kings fans are here bitching about the California Classic. Are you kidding me? And they're so salty that we just hand them here. Here's Jonathan Kuminga. Here you go. Just give us
whatever.
Where's
Kuminga going?
I don't know.
My man said, hey, my sources called me and they said, Vonte, you know this isn't real. Great. Where's Jonathan Kuminga going? I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out.
Laser beam! Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.